Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, CAI, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right. So, of course, you can bring up anything. By the way, I want to welcome our, our existing affiliate, KSIS, News Talk 1050 KSIS in Sedalia, Missouri. They joined us for our Saturday show at the beginning of 2011, and now they have expanded out to include the weeknight program. So
sweet. That's the plan, right?
The plan is working.
It's like that little silver platter with cheese on it at the grocery store. They let them try out Saturdays.
Yeah, exactly right, except we don't have a nice old lady.
That's right.
On our staff. Yeah. So, again, welcome aboard everybody in Sedalia to our weekday program, 800-259-9231. You'll find that it's a lot like the Saturday show, except all week long. So, and we've got more people on during the week as well. We've got some interesting folks on our third microphone, and Julia is here joining us tonight for actually the second time this week, so you get a double dose of Julia this week. And there's some, pretty awful news here that I'm going to share in a moment about some of the activism up this way, and we'll get to that in a moment. It was kind of a depressing day for me. First, let's talk to Justin in Nebraska. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Yesterday you were saying how interesting it might be if someone did a man-on-the-street type of thing for Independence Day.
Asking folks what they're celebrating.
Right.
Or why?
Mark Stites actually did it, and it's on YouTube.
Really? Did it?
How does one find that? And was it this year that you did it?
No, not me. Mark Dice, just some kind of a Illuminati type guy, but he doesn't say anything about the Illuminati. It's all about this. But it's called Americans Don't Know Why We Celebrate 4th of July, and I don't know, it's about 6 minutes long, and people just don't even care. It's kind of funny. He leads them. He's like, so we're celebrating our independence from Mexico and China, right? And they're like, yeah.
I've seen one of his videos before. He was the guy who...
He's trying to give away a gold piece or something like that.
Yeah. I question the veracity of the videos. I mean, simply because he is an Illuminati, conspiracy nut. But it was entertaining. I'll give him credit for that. He's kind of like an in-your-face, annoying dude, though.
Surely somebody's out there was going to take him up on the gold thing, and he said, nah. And then,
cut them out of the video.
Cut them out.
I wonder,
and probably somebody said, plenty of people said, independence from England, dude. And he cut them out.
Well, too. That's what I'm wondering.
There were one or two people saying that, so it's not like he completely edited it. Maybe there's some people that just said it, and he didn't show that, but...
What do you search for if you want to find this video?
I search for Mark Dice Independence, and it should be the first one there, and it just says Americans don't know why we celebrate 4th of July. It should come up right away.
Right,
even with the gold thing, it doesn't matter if some people would have taken it. There are still people who didn't take it.
Yeah.
Just like this. There's some people who know about our independence, but there is a lot of people who don't, and he shows those people.
Very interesting.
I agree with that, but I think that that people have an expectation of a certain type of journalism, and if you don't meet that expectation, now I'm not saying he did or didn't, I question it, and I don't know with the gold thing. I think that it's more likely that people know that July 4th is the day that we celebrate independence from England, as opposed to people who know, because the gold piece he was trying to sell could have been fake. Somebody on the street trying to sell a gold piece might scare me a little bit too,
right.
And I know what it's worth, or about thereabouts. I know it's in excess of $1,500. I think he was trying to sell it for $20 or something.
Something like that.
And
two tacos.
What's that?
He pulled up to Taco Bell and tried to exchange it for two tacos.
Yeah. Well, I think that he did some stuff right on the street, too, if it was one or a different video.
No, I've seen the one where he's like on Venice Beach or something.
Yeah, it seemed like that.
Talking to people. So thanks for pointing that out. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I'm good.
Very good, Justin. Thanks for the call at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Mainly what I'm trying to say there is if he interviews 40 people, he gets four crazy answers and 36 normal answers and then shows the four crazy answers and two normal answers,
right,
that would portray a situation that did not occur in real life. Now, I think you could mitigate that by simply saying at the end,
give a rundown, give the numbers.
Yeah, you gotta make it clear.
Right, we cut out 30 people who said yes.
But kind of,
answer.
You know, making a premise that, hey, look, Americans are all stupid. And then, you know, and I'm not saying that he did this. That was the impression I got from the gold piece thing, though. And I don't remember the video. It's been more than a year since I've seen it. But, you know, if you were to do some numbers like that, I don't know what his editing was and his practice. But
well, I guess you'll have to see it for yourself. Right?
You could mislead the public is all I'm saying.
So toll-free number here tonight, 800-259-9231. I got up early this morning to go out to the local courthouse to file some paperwork with the sheriff's office and Freedom of Information requests. And I needed to make sure I was there bright and early to do it because they've been, you know, just closed for the last several days. They closed Friday and they closed Monday. And I need to get my hands on surveillance footage, which they claim they overwrite after 7 days. So it had been almost an entire week before I could actually get in to see these people. And so I go in this morning, and some other of the activists from up here, Damo from LibertyOnTour.com and JJ, our Thursday night co-host, were both accompanying me. They had their own reasons for being there. We walk into the courthouse and are immediately told by gloating security guards that there's a new order. And they point to a piece of paper, and there's some papers put up on the wall. And they claim that this order means that we can no longer bring in any kind of media devices, any kind of audio or video recording devices.
Does that mean cell phones?
That's correct. No cell phones, no audio recorders, no video, no cameras, no computers. They are totally cracking down at the Superior
Court. It's all 1976 in the courthouse,
If you have a pad of paper and a pencil, you probably will be allowed in. But anything besides that, they are going to take from you. And so they stopped us at the security checkpoint. We couldn't get any further than that. They immediately began threatening us if we were to use any video equipment. Adamo's out on $5,000 bail. I'm out on double bail. Because not double cash, but just two bails at the same time. I've already violated my bail once. I'm already going to face a contempt of court charge for that. So I wasn't quite ready to go ahead and get arrested on this one today, but it feels like something I can't avoid in the future. And I don't like that. I don't like, you know, the idea of going to jail. I don't really enjoy being, you know, away from my show and doing productive things. But at the same time, I don't feel like I can be their bitch on this issue. And I've been their bitch before, and I don't like being their bitch. And so allow me to explain here from their own order what it is that...
Where did this order come from?
Well, it allegedly came from a man named Edwin Kelly. He is the administrative judge of the New Hampshire Circuit Court. So he is essentially the top dog. Now, this is the guy who is the person to whom you complain if you don't like a judge's behavior. So the same guy that they're saying, oh, if you don't like things, you just go and take it up the chain. Well, this guy's running cover for his judges. And the reason why? Well, let me explain. This is from their own order. Now, this is about as absurd. I would say this is on par with the absurdity of Orlando. Because we've talked about Orlando and how there's a man in a robe there who has decreed that no one shall be on the court property, the entire four square blocks that is the court property, that no one shall be on the court property and hand out information, speak to jurors, look funny at jurors. I mean, you can't make hand signals toward jurors. I mean, there's like nothing that you can do as far as outreach is concerned in Orlando. Here, there's nothing you can do as far as being the media is concerned. Freedom of the press be damned. This administrative judge has eliminated the First Amendment from his courthouse. I mean, that's essentially what he's trying to do.
Well, this is relatively common for federal courts, too, right?
Yeah, they don't like you coming in with federal courts with video recording equipment.
Is this just Keene Court, or
is
this
just
Keene? Statewide?
They made this order specific to the to
just,
the Eighth Circuit
Keene.
In Keene. That's right. So we'll tell you why here in a moment. 800-259-9231. They claim that we have that members of the public have accosted the presiding judge. We actually have the audio from the video that's been posted over at freekeene.com of what they mean by accosted. Exactly what happened to get the demo arrested and charged with a felony. We'll show that moment.
Andro Kilsands presents The Household and Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdrol Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdrol Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdrol Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femme Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And the features on the site include the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will get you there. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes you pay on them feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. There's no combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, no smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com. Use coupon code FTL for an additional 5% off at VaporStation.com.
Toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. We're talking about corrupt courts. And in the case of our very own Keene, New Hampshire, they're cracking down on the freedom of the press. We'll give you more details on exactly what's going on here in a moment. We've got John on the line listening in Grand Rapids, Minnesota to WNMT. Hello, John. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hi. I just want to say I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I called in last winter, and Judge Lois Lang of the 9th Judicial Court in Itasca County, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, is just very biased, very rude. We were in a courtroom, and it was over a custody issue. My stepdaughter ended up in a coma in the hospital and was deathly sick. And her father of her child was trying to say that this baby was in danger. We've been raising her for 5 years with my stepdaughter, and he's been in and out of jail for the first 2 years. He has 7 felonies on him. And this judge is the one that always had him during all of his troubles. And he violated his probation 4 times. The worst he ever got was a bracelet. So there's some connection there. And his mother is good friends with this judge and whatnot. And after she went berserk on us, threw papers in the air in the courtroom, screamed and yelled at our attorney, and admitted in the courtroom that she hadn't read none of our affidavits.
Wait, this is the judge behaving like this?
Yes, Judge Lois Lang.
Got it.
So, and I'll cut it real short, but there was an audio tape and a surveillance tape in that courtroom, and all we knew we could do was try to ask her to remove herself for bias, and when we did, she went crazy at us again, and at one point she said, it wouldn't matter if we were till 6 o'clock tonight, my mind's already made it up, and that's without reading none of her affidavits and a will that my daughter had made out saying 4 years earlier that she didn't want this kid to have custody because he...
So she's just not even bothering to pretend to be impartial.
No, none whatsoever. But the deal was, I paid $377, 77 pages for the stenographer's report, and the parts in there that said that she said she wouldn't matter if she was there till 6 o'clock, her mind made up, and proven that she hadn't read the evidence because she hadn't read the medical directive, because at one point she said to my son-in-law, who was on the stand, it was, I don't understand why you're even here. You should be at the bedside of your dying wife, which he's been for the last 2 weeks. She's in a coma.
Right, and if he had a speeding ticket and had to be in court, she'd have put a warrant out for his arrest if he's by the bedside of his dying wife.
She would have anyway, because he was subpoenaed to be to court, because he was named in the deal. You know, and she said, I believe that if your wife could speak, she would be glad to have this young man to have custody. And the will said no, there was no way. So she didn't even read the evidence. But
so wait, were you going to say that the transcript did or did not contain her outburst?
No, the nothing was in the transcripts, and 8 people, including a 32-year highway patrol and a 15-year bailiff, who's trained all of his life, one of the most honest men you ever met, said it was like court TV, and none of that stuff was in there. So I pressed charges against this lady, the stenographer, for felony charges, falsifying court documents, and they would not even hear it in our county, so they put it to another county. But the county they put it to is the county where the judge practiced for 20 years and where she lived. And they wouldn't even look at it neither then. And then
How did they kick it back to you? And say, what did they say? You don't have any standing?
Yeah, basically, yep. You know, that they didn't think there was any standing or whatever. But
that's always what they say.
The proof, 100% proof, is in the audio and the surveillance tape. The audio would show what was said, and the surveillance tape would show her throwing the papers in the air, which the definition of bias is what a reasonable person would consider bias. And I think any reasonable person would be considering that violent.
Were you able to get your hands on that audio?
No, they won't give it to us, and she refuses to let us have it. We petitioned to have her removed, and then they're violating the law in another way. If you don't like the color of your judge's eyes, in other words, if you don't think you're going to get a fair shake in a new proceeding, you can ask the court administrator to reassign a new judge, and they refuse to do that because they're afraid of this woman. She's got what I call robitis. She thinks she's above the law. I guess.
Well, that's what she's right. I mean, she is the law, effectively, and
right.
Judges
and this
are
is the
very
problem with monopolies, protected. And it's really a difficult problem to deal with. I have no advice for you. I wish I did. I wish I could say, you know, just do this or just do that. And
I would say, if you love liberty, move to New Hampshire, but that's not going to solve this problem. There's problems like that right here too. And thanks for the call, by the way. I appreciate hearing from you.
You know, if there was some way to have competition, I mean, even to be able to, you know, go to another county would be some level of competition, but he can't even get that because this is a monopoly, and monopolies are always corrupt. They always provide bad customer service, and somehow or another, we in the United States and around the world have somehow come to the point that we believe that courts have to be monopolies in order to dispense justice. In order to be binding.
It's so sad listening to that, too, because as bad as things are here in New Hampshire, they're not as bad as a lot of other places where you can't even get a camera into a courtroom. You can't do that. I mean, like down in Orlando when John Kurtz was convicted last week of recording a police officer, they charged him with some other nonsense. There's no crime in recording a police officer. They just arrested him because he was recording a police officer and then figured out some stuff to charge him with. Anyway, when he was in that courtroom, none of the folks that were in there were allowed to even have a cell phone on, you know, like even do anything with a cell phone. Like if they were touching their cell phones, the bailiffs would zoom in on them and threaten them.
So no texting during the court?
Nothing at all. You could not use your cell phone. You certainly could not have a video camera in there. And it was like a complete media blackout. When upstairs at the very same court building, they're allowing all the mainstream media in to record some murder trial of, I guess she's found not guilty, apparently, this lady. The murder thing.
Wow, not guilty? My goodness, not guilty. Guilties are so rare in the United States that I'm stunned. This is the kind of number. People, you need to hear this. Is more than 99% of people won't take their cases to court. And of the felony cases that do go to court, I couldn't find numbers for misdemeanors, felony cases, it's more than two-thirds are found guilty. I mean, we must have some really efficient cops and a really efficient judicial system in order to that 99.66% of people that are charged are guilty.
So they let all the media into the murder case, but they won't let anybody in to the case with the Liberty Lover. 1-800-259-9231.
But only in Keene, right?
No, this is Orlando.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, the fact is murders don't matter because, you know, it's the cases that actually set the rules for the court that they're concerned with.
There's more coming up here at 800-259-9231. There is a media crackdown in Keene. We'll tell you more about it. Come on.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at SoupBeanSurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit SoupBeanSurvival.com. That's SoupBeanSurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKI wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever been the victim of an injustice and decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive, try jurisdictionary.com. It's a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the four CD course is so easy the average eighth grader can learn it in a weekend. I don't know what jurisdictionary will do for corrupt judges. I think that it's better to be armed with information than it is to be unarmed. And jurisdictionary is the way that you can get the information. It's jurisdictionary.com. I've taken the course. I feel better armed for having taken it. When you do buy the course, make sure when you check out to use the pull-down menu mentioned Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
We are talking about courtroom corruption and this system that is just so awful, tyrannical, unfair. And, of course, as you pointed out earlier, Mark, a monopoly, and it has all the hallmarks of a monopoly. It's inefficient. In this case, it's a violent monopoly, and it is just plotting. It's taken them over a year to actually bring me up on charges for standing in front of a police car last year. I'm going to that trial at the end of this month, and I don't know if I'm going to even I don't know if I can stay out of jail before the trial. I really don't. With this new diktat that has been handed down. By the way, it's an unsigned order.
Yeah.
Just a point of clarification. Now, I know, it's government paper. It doesn't really mean anything. Whatever. They can do whatever they want. It doesn't matter if they cross all their T's and dot all their I's. But it's just weird, isn't it? I mean, they took all this time to write out a three-page order, and no one signed it. Excuse me, it's a two-page order with another page attached to it. See, it was written first by the guy who's in charge of the district courts in New Hampshire, and then whoever the lady is that's in charge of the superior courts, she basically took the order and wrote her own order on top of it saying, we adopt this order. So this,
yeah, that's fine by us.
Right. So
but
this,
neither one of them signed it?
Neither one. Neither Tina Nadeau, the Chief Justice of the New Hampshire Superior Court, or Edwin Kelly, the Administrative Judge of the New Hampshire Circuit Court,
signed the order. Doesn't that make it invalid?
It would seem to make it invalid. However,
yeah, right, but that won't stop them from arresting you while
correct.
You try to, you know, not obey it.
And there's no way to challenge contempt of court. So basically, this order says that you shall not do these things. You shall not bring an audio or camera, audio recording device or camera into this courthouse or anywhere on the premises. Anyway, so technically, it sounds like they're banning it from the parking lot and out front. So you shall not do these things, and this will be enforced by contempt of court powers. So there's no law here. The legislature hasn't passed any kind of you shall not do this law or statute. This is just simply the man in the robe saying, I decree it. And because I decree it, if you violate it, you'll go to jail for contempt of court. And contempt of court, for those of you that don't know, is a mystical power that all courts have. The judges in those courts have this contempt of court power where they wave their little finger and they point it at you and they say contempt of court. And then men with, arrest that man. And then men with guns and blazers will come and they wear blazers here, I guess, down in Florida. They look like sheriffs. But they will come. They will take you.
Last time I saw them in Florida, they were wearing green blazers.
Really?
Really hideous sheriff-colored blazers.
So they will then take you and put you in a cage, and the man in the robe will determine for how long you will stay in that cage.
I mean, you'd have to get a pension to wear a blazer this color.
That's it. There's no appealing a contempt of court charge. There's no anything for contempt of court. All you get on contempt of court is what they call the right of allocution. That's where they let you say your piece before you go into the cage. The judge will call you in front of him, and you can then, beg for mercy.
Yeah.
You can then try to explain yourself, and the man in the robe will then take all that under account, which, of course, means he'll ignore you, and, make his decision. And then you'll go into a cage for an arbitrary number of days. It could be unlimited, by the way.
Yeah.
Our friend Jim Johnson was arrested last week for not filling out a form. And I called the Judicial Commission about this today, putting a man in a cage for not filling out a financial affidavit in court. And I said, well, isn't this a clear violation of, the Fifth Amendment? The right against self-incrimination, the idea that you can't be forced to testify against yourself?
Wait, did one of our judges say it?
Say what?
He'll say that he was in contempt of court?
Yes.
Then it's not a violation.
Well, he did end up sending me a packet of crap I can fill out.
Sure, waste your time, citizen.
I'm sure that's all it'll end up being, but I don't know what else to do, Mark. I guess
I know.
There's some kind of
I know, man.
There's some kind of commission, I guess, that's been formed up here with so-called reps. Maybe they'll be able to do something, but I doubt it. I just don't believe there's anything that can be done. I was reading this. There's this lengthy piece that somebody posted from the New Hampshire Bar Association. Like pages and pages long, looking at contempt of court in New Hampshire and looking at this power and talking about the difference between indirect contempt and direct contempt, or civil contempt versus criminal contempt, and talking about all these things and how they've developed over the years and citing different court cases and such. And there was a proposal at one point, I guess, by the legislature to kind of neuter one of these contempt charges, make it so they couldn't do anything longer than like 14 days and a certain number of fine for contempt of court charge. And the Supreme Court's opinion on this was that, well, if this legislation were to go through, we may find it unconstitutional. So the idea being that there's supposed to be separation of powers in this government, and so therefore if the legislation attempts to do anything to rein in the power of the judicial branch, the judicial branch is going to be like, unconstitutional. You can't touch our contempt of court.
Right,
this is the longest running power in known to the Western world as far as the governmental system is concerned.
Well, that's not true. Sentencing was a bigger power than contempt of court and longer running. But the legislature has reined in sentencing all along. I mean, the legislatures across the United States give sentencing guidelines that judges cannot deviate from.
Well, then that's different then, Mark, because the legislature...
It's different because the guys in muumuus say so.
No. The difference is the legislature can prescribe what's criminal or not. The legislature can create laws that then the judicial system is looking at as far as, what is illegal, etc. But they cannot say anything about contempt of court. It's just considered an inherent power as part of a judiciary. This is just something that they believe they have, and they believe there's nothing that can stop them from it. So
what is
the most depressing thing?
You can be in contempt of court by being outside of the court.
That's right.
I mean, this is, you know, this, it's just crazy. The judge gives some kind of ruling, and you don't follow the ruling, and you're in contempt of court.
So here's what their excuse is for this, because it used to be in the old court, the old ruling that they had up in the wall of the district court was that you couldn't have cameras in the lobby. And we made a big stink about that, and it's still there. That thing's still posted. That hasn't been taken down or anything like that.
But the cameras are still in the lobby.
Is this generally posted, or did they hand this to you?
This is posted.
Okay.
But they gave us a copy of it. And, Mark, in district court in the lobby, they've been kind of off and on with their enforcement. Mostly off recently, until just recently when they arrested a young man with a video camera.
So what if you brought a dozen people with cameras right into this bailiff screening area?
They would have a real problem with that.
Yeah, they would, but I mean,
would they do anything
about it?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they would arrest you later.
What do you mean, arrest?
Well, they've been known to
what your name is.
Well, they know who I am.
They think they know who you are. Do they have your ID?
They absolutely know who I am, Mark. I've been in their system.
They're just trying to identify you. I mean, that's just an attempt. Prove it was me.
Okay. Well, I see where you're coming from, but if it's a contempt of court, they won't have to prove anything. They could probably just come and arrest you and put
I'm
you
I'm not saying you should do it, but, I mean, you can't get some people to just walk into the bailiff area
with cameras for one minute, pan around, and walk out? I've heard that may be happening. I've heard there are people that are working on putting that together. But allow me to explain what their rationale is for this. In recent months, certain members of the public, Free Staters, have caused disruptions of the court's ability to conduct business in Keene.
Is that what they do in the court?
It's business.
They conduct business?
That's right. It's a funny business. 1-800-259-9231. So we'll share with you here exactly what their grievances are that they have with the certain members of the public. See, because certain members of the public have done something the court doesn't like, they're banning all media from the courthouse.
Yeah.
That makes sense, right?
No.
1-800. Well, you can beg. You can beg for permission, according to them, here in a moment. We'll give you the details on exactly this. So what's going on with this media crackdown in New Hampshire? It's Free Talk Live. Bring it back.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found trial from the Zero Debt Program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt Special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you would like to help support Free Talk Live, you may shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping taken care of. Get whatever it is that you're looking to buy, because they likely sell it at Amazon. You know them, the world's largest internet retailer, superstore online, dozens of categories, free super saver shipping on a whole lot of their brand new items. You can even buy used items as well. But what you want to do is go to shop.freetalklive.com and then click into the appropriate Amazon link for your country. And at that point, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the sale. So it's that simple. You just go to shop.freetalklife.com and get your shopping taken care of. We're talking about court corruption, and boy, do we have it in spades up here. It's all over the place, though. Just spend some time in court. That's all you need to do is be an activist around a court, and you'll start to get a feeling for exactly what's going on. In fact, in many places, you can't even bring a video camera in. So we've made some progress.
They don't want the light of day shown in their courtrooms.
Exactly.
Well, it looks like you have made some progress, but look at this. I mean, this is a
huge kickback.
Yeah.
And look, this is not going to be a cakewalk. I mean, this is a project, the Free State Project, to change things to where we can actually have some semblance of liberty in our lifetime. These people in the system do not want change. They like things the way they are. They like the status quo. The status quo benefits them. They get sweet pensions and great benefits package and huge pay out of the status quo. And power.
That they do.
And the power. And they love the power. You should have seen these bailiffs today just relishing.
Yeah.
It was their wet dream today, was being able to stop every single one of the activists that came in from bringing any kind of recording device into this courtroom. Because we were caught by surprise. By the time we'd actually already emptied our pockets into their little containers that they have to search through everything that you've got before they let you into the court, it was around then when they decided to let us know about the new rule. So none of us were rolling video while we walked in. We figured it was going to be another routine day where you go through security and you go in and you record wherever you want to record. But now they're saying that the cameras are banned throughout the entire courthouse facility, and it sounds like they mean outdoors. Let me share with you this ludicrous order, which is completely unsigned, allegedly by the guy who's in charge of the district courts in New Hampshire. So, in recent months, certain members of the public have caused disruptions of the court's ability to conduct business in Keene. In addition to their refusal to abide by court rules related to the conduct of trials and conduct in the courtroom in general, I think that means recently there was a group of folks that laughed during one court trial. Were you there for that one,
yeah,
Mark? Where everyone was kicked out of court?
I think so. Yes, I was.
The video's up at freekeene.com. Anyway,
but that was a different court.
No, this is look, don't be confused. This is a district court judge issuing, the administrative judge for the district courts, issuing a two-page order that then the administrative person for the superior court picked up and said, yeah, we'll take that too.
Okay. So this is both courtrooms?
So this applies to every courtroom in Keene, New Hampshire.
Huh.
Only Keene. Not the rest of the state. Just Keene.
Gotcha.
And it has to do with what's been happening specifically at district court. So, going on here, these members of the public have also congregated in the court's lobby for extended periods of time.
Now, this is interesting, right? Like, the idea that the public is not welcome in the court. Like, the suggestion here is the court is open for all to see so that everyone can know about the fair and judicious acts of the court. But they don't mean that.
I'd be curious, like, what if somebody who doesn't go to the court often and, like, just went to a random trial with a video camera and had nothing to do with, appearingly to do with Free Staters, if they would attack them or if they would leave them alone because it wasn't a Free Keene thing?
Good question.
You know, like, what if I wore a suit and I went into a totally random trial without asking permission with a video camera?
I don't know. It would be interesting to see how they would handle just an average person as opposed to, say, WMUR or some official mainstream media organization.
But this seems to be targeted at Free Keeners, you know what I mean?
Clearly.
And the people who they see regularly in the courthouse. So I'm just curious if somebody just went in for something that had nothing to do with, you know, just went in with a video camera, didn't know this new rule or whatever, if they would harass them or if they would let it go because it wasn't.
It wasn't one of the knowns.
Exactly.
One of the people that they could eyeball. Good question. You want to give that a try, you're certainly welcome to do so, or anybody is. So, let me continue here. So, they've congregated in the court's lobby for extended periods of time, making it difficult for other members of the public to conduct business with the court. Now, of course, recently, after they arrested, I think it was when they arrested Bo, because they've made several arrests over the last 2 weeks here, but when they arrested Bo for wearing the hat, people left the courtroom, they were ordered out, and then when I finally left, because I did not leave when everyone was ordered, and neither did Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, because we were there to record a so-called public hearing, we stood our ground and were allowed to remain, which if everyone else had stood their ground too, I doubt they would have been forced out as well, because the judge only asked them to leave. Now, of course, the bailiffs treated that as an order. But I made it clear to say out loud, hey, he's just asking you to leave. Of course, everybody left anyway, because nobody wants to get arrested, and I don't blame them for that. Anyway, when I left that room, there was a bunch of people out in the court lobby, and there's video of this. You were there for that, Mark, because remember you were critiquing what some folks were saying outside. So that was a fairly lengthy, group. There was a lengthy stay in the lobby there where people were talking to the police. Keene police showed up. They were called in by the bailiffs, and they backed down. They didn't do anything. They just stood there and talked to us for a while, and then they went away. So they didn't make any arrests. They probably would have if it was a smaller group. But there was a good amount of people, probably about 10, 15 people out in the lobby that day, and everybody was engaged in conversation. And it was a little noisy in there, no doubt about that. But Keene police didn't see any reason to make any arrests that day. And, you know, there's no reason why they wouldn't if they wanted to. They didn't. And so this is what they're referring to, just people, like, being in a public court lobby and, like, having a conversation and recording interviews with people that have been convicted and things like that. So, no, you can't be doing that. And creating conditions and disturbances would have obstructed court staff from performing their duties in an orderly way.
You know, when government agencies make it so that redress of people's grievances is impossible, they set the stage for rebellions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that I recommend these things. I'm just saying that this is what happens historically as governments clamp down and make it so that people have fewer options on ways to handle things. They will resort to the last option.
So, presiding judge, let's see. Oh, additionally, these members of the public have, on occasion, accosted the presiding judge as he enters and leaves the building in which the court is housed. Now, first of all, let's look at the definition of accosted, because that word sounds pretty harsh, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
To accost. Definition number one from dictionary.com, to confront boldly. So, okay, you know, that's doesn't sound as bad once you read the definition. But number two, to approach, especially with a greeting, question, or remark. Mark, how are you?
That's accost?
You've been accosted.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So anyway, just to kind of give you that definition there as we continue here. So every time I'm in the court lobby, or every time I'm downstairs, because court here is on the second floor, and I go on the first floor to hand out stuff to people that are going to court on Monday mornings. Every time I'm there, the man in the robe is not wearing a robe. He's just Ed Burke at that time. He walks in, and he goes to work. And I always say something like, "Morning, Ed." And he always says something like, "Good morning." And he goes on his way. Is that an accosting?
It is, according to the definition.
Right. Now, last week, Ademo went, and he actually spent a little more time with Ed as he was walking in. Ademo was also in the first floor waiting for Burke to arrive, and he had some questions about why Burke had a man with a hat sent to jail for 5 days. So Ademo's got his video camera. He starts asking Burke these questions, follows him up the stairwell, recording the entire time, and then Burke tells the men with the guns to arrest Ademo because he's been threatened. He claims he was threatened by Ademo. Now, Ademo's got video footage from the moment Burke walks in the door all the way up to his arrest.
Right, and then now
we just got the footage back today.
Anyone can interpret a threat any way they want, but this is why video is so thoroughly important, so that a third party can look at it. Because if a judge says that a guy with tattoos threatened him, the guy with tattoos threatened him is going to prison for a felony, okay?
So,
but if there's video and the threat wasn't a threat by anyone else's definition, then you've got an entirely different case.
Here's the video footage.
Judge Burke, can I ask you a few questions about a hat and how that constitutes contempt? Do you think people want to pay for someone to be in jail for 5 days for wearing a hat? It's kind of ridiculous to waste taxpayer money on something like that, isn't it? Sir, I just want to have a conversation.
Bailiff, this person is threatening me about a decision that I just made.
I'm not threatening you. I'm asking him questions. Did I threaten you?
Threatened as a criminal offense.
What was my threat?
Come on, sir, you're in custody.
What was my threat?
You can in custody, sir.
Man, this is crazy.
That video is now up at freekeen.com if you'd like to see it for yourself. Go ahead, review the audio a few times. See if you can find the threat in the questions that he asked.
I would have been scared.
If you were Judge Burke?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
He wasn't even yelling. I mean, like, he was
very calm, very
calm as he could be.
He even called him sir. Asked him some questions.
That's
a felony charge. He's facing a felony with several years in prison for that. It was a $5,000 bail. There's more coming up. Hour 2's on the way. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take 1 weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.